I'm just making sure we're sitting comfortably. I'll just say a few words first, because for those of you who are new to it, some things might be quite new about love. First of all, when we practice vipassana, the quality that we're developing is equanimity, one of them is. And equanimity is that ability just to receive without judgment. It's just sort of standing apart from, not getting involved in something so that we can see it more clearly. An image I often use is of a bird watcher just in the hive, you see. So he's hidden. And he's just looking through this little hole. And he's just watching the birds, you see. Now, we need that in order to investigate. It's the quality of a good scientist. But if we don't be careful when we get up from the sitting, it carries on into daily life and it can corrupt into indifference, not getting involved, just watching. So for instance, if the bird watcher saw the bird being attacked by another, he might just watch that impassively, you see. Whereas if he'd developed goodwill, of course, he'd be bounding out of the hide. I'm not so sure, but anyway. So, in order to do that, we have to draw the wisdom we've gained into an attitude. And that attitude is engagement. And engagement, wholesome engagement, is just another word for love. Now, the Buddha teaches a lot about love. It's there in the scriptures, and there's a hint of it being a way by itself, the way of love, of compassion and sympathetic joy. But love here means all those qualities you'd expect of yourself as a good friend or of a good friend. And you can see that if we have a good friendship with somebody, a committed friendship, then when they fall into misfortune, there's just a natural desire to help. And if they have good fortune, well, you're happy for them. So these other illimitables, as they're called, compassion, sympathetic joy, just arise naturally. They're limitable because there's no boundary that you can see to the heart. It can keep on developing these qualities indefinitely. Equanimity is there also as an illimitable, and it stops these things, these qualities falling into their near enemy, their subtle enemy. So if indifference is the subtle enemy of equanimity, attachment is of love, grief of compassion, and excitement of joy. Now it helps to know that love is not an emotion. Yeah? You don't have to feel love to be loving, you know, to use those words in a funny way. Love is an attitude. Sometimes the heart doesn't feel like that attitude at all. You might feel depressed. But you're still have that goodwill towards somebody. You're still behaving as a friend. You can even do it with people that you don't particularly like, or worse, people who don't like you. Yeah? That's typical. And that's the meaning of love your enemies. It doesn't mean you have to hug them or like them. See? So it's something beyond like and dislike, and it's something beyond an emotion. Emotions come and go. Now, as you practice metta, of course the heart does begin to respond, and you can get quite blissful feelings from it. Then it corrupts into, well, I'm practicing this in order to feel good. So there are pits on all sides. It's just a matter of recognizing it. Now, whereas in vipassana we put the thinking mind away, in these practices, such practices as these, we actually use the mind. So, as we've said, when an emotion, a negative emotion, goes up into the mind, it creates a story. And the story is a way in which that emotion develops itself. So the more you allow angry thoughts, the more angry you get. So what we have to do is simply use that same technique in order to develop love. By putting loving, compassionate, joyful thoughts in our minds, we develop that within our hearts. So the process of developing metta is simply to choose blessings and then to offer them to various categories of people. And finally, in a very broad, open, spacious way, just to all beings in all directions. So we always start with, it's a good practice to do it with people who've helped us. So when somebody's helped us, gratitude arises. And it's very easy to offer goodwill once we feel grateful towards somebody. And then we take that to people who are close to us, and then to friends and people at work, then to neutral persons. So these are the people whom we see often, but we don't actually know them. And we can create this good attitude towards them. Then we turn it towards ourselves. And there, some people find that difficult. They can love everybody else, but not themselves. And you might get a lot of aversion comes up, not wanting to do it. So see if you can just park that, so you don't get angry with it, or if you do, note anger. Don't judge it, that's bad. See, if you do judge it, note judgment. And then just put it to the side. See, and just keep directing these blessings towards yourself. Now, we haven't got the time to do it here, but when you do it by yourself, you keep doing that, you see, you just keep doing it, keep saying, may I be safe, may I be well, may I be happy, any blessing you wish actually, you just keep whispering it into your heart, and you just keep doing it until you feel a sense of digestion. At that point, it's moved from a heady thing into a heart attitude. And it's just doing it constantly, just turning that goodwill towards yourself. And in the same way, you do it towards others. So now that we've got the good heart, we can bring in somebody whom we have difficulties with. That doesn't mean to say they are difficult, it's just we have difficulties with. So we have to stop blaming the other for our internal states. Then we can begin to radiate it more broadly, first of all to each other, outwardly, to each other, here in this room, see our spiritual companions for the day. Then we can relocate to where we live, to our neighbours, our neighbourhood, to all the people in England, to all peoples of Europe, all people on earth, and finally to all beings in all directions, which we'll do in the classic way of the six directions. They're normally compass points, but I haven't a clue which way I'm facing. So we'll just say before, behind, left, right, below and above. And the blessings are, may you be safe. These are the classic blessings. May you be safe. So everybody wants to be safe, yeah. Safe from just physical danger. Safe from dangers within themselves. Dangers from financial collapse. We all know about that. And then everybody wants to be healthy. They want to be well. Everybody wants to be happy, free of mental distress. And this lovely virtue of being contented. Just to be contented with the way things are. And to live in harmony with the world. Even when the world is not such a pleasant place for us, we're working with it in a harmonious way, always working towards what is to our advantage. And occasionally to the advantage of others, and sometimes to both ours and the others' advantage. So that's the blessing. So let's begin by just bringing to mind people who've helped us in our lives. Just choosing one or two or as many as you wish, and you picture them there in your mind's eye. Now, some people use colour, some people generate a warm feeling from the heart and direct it towards them. And just as you see them there, direct your intention towards them, you see. May you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. Then there are all those who are near and dear to us. So again, you just picture them in your mind's eye and direct your intention towards them. So may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. And there are friends and people at work, whomever we wish. May you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. And they're a neutral person, so these are the people that we see when we travel, for instance, neighbours, and we don't know them. So this is generating that attitude of goodwill, no matter whether we know them or not. It's a universal, and in that sense, non-attached attitude of goodwill. So directing that goodwill now towards ourselves, just gently repeating it into the heart. May I be safe, well and happy. May I live contented in harmony with the world. It often helps just to put the hand on the heart, you see, directing the energy there. And then into the heart of goodwill, someone we find difficult. Now we can begin to radiate outwards. So first of all, to each other. May we be safe, well and happy. May we live contented in harmony with the world. Now we can relocate to where we live, to our neighbours, our neighbourhood. From there, just radiating out slowly to all the people in our country. From there to all the peoples of Europe. And from there to all the peoples on earth, all people on earth. And finally, to all beings in all directions, beginning with all beings before us, may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. Just filling that whole space, reaching out into the furthest parts of the cosmos, just with that goodwill. All beings behind us, all beings to our left, all beings to our right. All beings below us. All beings above us. And to all beings in all directions. That brings to an end a little practice on metta, and when you do it, privately or find a space for it, you keep making those intentions. You know, you make them very, very strong intention. Don't let it become just a repetitive phrase, and then it's not working. So there's a little exercise around developing determination, which you might find useful. There are four steps to it. I can, I am able to resist temptation and to develop virtue. And then there's I ought to, see, taking personal responsibility for my own benefit and the benefit of others. And sometimes you have to cajole the heart. I want to resist that old habit, and I want to develop this good one. And then finally, a real empowerment. I will. So a real commitment. Whenever that temptation arises, I will resist it. Whenever that opportunity to develop that virtue comes, I will practice it. And again, we don't have time, but privately, you keep repeating this to yourself till you feel that digestion. Then you'll see it works. So can we choose a trait within our characters, personalities, that we would like to get rid of? And then just keep repeating these little phrases. I can, resist it, ought to, want to, will. Can, ought, want, and will. This is all on the website, by the way. Everything's on the website. sometimes when you get to the want business, you'll feel the resistance, because a lot of these unwholesome habits we actually enjoy. So you've got to work with that a little bit. So can we take a virtue that we have but we'd like to develop more? Can, ought, want, when the opportunity arises, and will. And finally, another way of developing goodwill, just repeating these phrases into the heart, just to draw our practice to an end. May I be free of greed and selfishness. May I be free of anger and ill will. May I be free of fear and anxiety. May I be free of ignorance and delusion. May I be kind and gentle, sympathetic and benevolent. May I be forgiving and compassionate. May I be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May I be peace-loving and calm. May I be liberated of all my sufferings. May I experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. Radiating these same goodwill messages to all beings in all directions. May all beings be free of greed and selfishness. May all beings be free of anger and ill will. May all beings be free of fear and anxiety. May all beings be free of ignorance and delusion. May all beings be kind and gentle, sympathetic and benevolent. May all beings be forgiving and compassionate. May all beings be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May all beings be peace-loving and calm. May all beings be liberated of all their suffering. May all beings experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. And we can draw our practice to a close with a little chant which means may all beings be happy. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. We repeat that three times. And then Sadhu, which means well done, three times. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhita Hontu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.